began after the cup final in 2019. Everything had been going swimmingly for Watford. Then it all fell apart. Over a period of time, I became quite hopelessly depressed. I would spend all day in bed in my best suit, a double-breasted number, exquisitely tailored. I knew I had to do something to get out of my funk. So I tried everything. Support groups. Ugh. Self-help books. No. Jogging. Me. Jogging. Medication. More medication. Crying. Quite a lot of crying. Self-flagellation. Ranting on social media. Even more medication. But none of it worked. Watford sank, and so did I. All day long I slept, or tried to sleep, in my double-breaster. I told myself it indicated that I maintained high sartorial standards at all times, rather than being a sign of intractable clinical depression. However, finally, I did find a way out of it, and if you've been feeling down about Watford in recent times, I like to think you'll be interested to hear how. My name's Henry Grover, and this is my story. Hornet Heaven. Being Henry Grover. Written by Ollie Wicken. Read by Colin Mace. Earth Year 2023.
I need to know, Dad. Are you driving me to school or not?
Address me properly, if you wouldn't mind, young man.
That's a no, is it? Only there's no buses today, and I've been marked down late twice already this term.
Well, it's time you started learning from your mistakes and changing your ways, just like Gino Pozzo should have done after the disaster of the 2019-20 season.
Okay, you're still on about him.
Of course I am, and I shan't stop until he's bally well cleared off. He doesn't have the best interests of the club at heart, unlike myself, who, of course, founded the club in 1881. And,
yeah, Dad, all right, I'll try and get a lift off someone else. See you later.
Morning, Bob. Dressed up to the nines again for your dog walk, I see.
Good morning to you, Brian. But if you persist in calling me Bob, I'm afraid I'll have to...
Get down, Troy, down!
Goodness. Sorry about that, Brian.
No worries. Always a bit headstrong, isn't he? Anyway, what have you got lined up for today? Doing out interesting?
As a matter of fact, old thing, yes I am. I'm meeting someone. Someone from one of these newfangled online forum thingamies.
A new lady friend, is it? Does Tina know, or do I need to keep shtum?
Oh, don't worry, old sausage, it's all above board.
Careful, though. Meeting people from the internet can be dangerous. They mightn't be who they say they are.
Oh, I don't need to worry about the chap I'm meeting, Brian, old pickle. His name's Bill Mainwood, and he's a very reputable fellow indeed. I don't suppose you listen to the podcast he's on, but I do, and he's definitely a wise old bird.
Stop it, Troy. Desist.
Well, I'll let you get on, Bob.
Henry.
Hope your meeting goes well. Ta-ra.
Ah, there you are, Poppet. Golly, are you okay? We need to talk. Of course we do, my sweetest. Everyone needs to talk, especially Gino Pozzo. He needs to talk to the fans.
Palazzi Gino, as everyone's been saying.
Please, shut up about Gino Pozzo. I've got something I need to say. In which case, old girl, I'm all ears. What do you need to say?
the only thing left to say.
Ah, the sad truth. The sad truth that the whole culture of Watford Football Club needs to change, and that Gino Pozzo must hand the ownership to someone else.
The only thing left is goodbye.
Ah, goodness. But she's right, of course. Goodbye. Watford fans ought to be saying, Arrivederci, Gino.
Henry? Henry Grover? Ah, Bill Mainwood, I presume.
That's right. Nice to meet you.
You too, old sausage. Sit down, sit down.
Thank you. Well, 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 I must admit you don't look like I imagined you from the podcast, but from the voice, it's clearly you. I suppose I was expecting you to be wearing that white coat you used to wear in the programme hut, not a replica shirt. I thought it would help us spot each other. You don't get many Watford shirts around Yorkshire. When you DM'd me on the forum and said you lived up here, I suppose I thought it would be good to start getting to know exiled hornets in these parts. Maybe we could form a group called Ilkleymore Horns and get invited to the meeting with Gino Pozzo and Scott Duxbury.
Now, there's an idea, Mainwood, old boy. I'd like to see the whites of Gino's eyes and tell him exactly what I think.
Oh, sorry, how terribly rude. I haven't got you a drink, old puffin. What would you like? Pint, please, Henry. Whatever ale they've got on.
Splendid choice. Do excuse me vanishing for a moment.
No worries at all, Mr. Grover. Actually, I've just got a quick call I need to make.
Of course, go ahead, old pickle. Back in a tick.
Ollie. Oh, hello, mate. It's Colin. Yeah, I've met up with him. It's all good so far. Yeah, he recognised the voice. Definitely didn't seem bothered that I'm not a 92-year-old man with white hair. Hold on, he's coming back already. Speak later, mate.
Here you go, old chum. A foaming pint for you. Thank you, Henry. Very kind of you. Now we can have a lovely chat about all things Watford.
Hello again, mate. Yeah, it went well. He's a big fan of the podcast, which is always nice. But he's pretty definitely got what we're told he got. Uh-huh. Say the name again. Dissociative Identity Disorder. I need to remember that. Anyway, it was well weird sitting down with him. It's hard to credit, but he seems to have pulled himself out of his depression about Watford by communicating as Henry Grover. Sorry, it's noisy here. What's that? Why Henry? Well, probably because he thinks of Henry as the man who cares about Watford Football Club more than anyone else. Anyway, my train's in a minute. I've got his number so I can keep talking to him as Bill and try to be some kind of help. If we can help him find a perspective on Watford, that'll get him through. That's very much what the podcast's for. Only, obviously, not usually like this. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. Gotta go. See you, mate. Cheers. Bye.
In we come, Joy. Oh, boy. Ah, you're home, young Joe. How was school today?
I'm not stopping, Dad. I'm just picking up some stuff. Me and Mum are staying...
Have Watford released their retained list yet, have you heard? They were meant to do it at the end of the season.
The lack of communication is disgraceful. Disgusting, in fact. Verminous.
Dad, me and Mum have moved out. You need to see what's happening here. You need to get better.
I'm fine, old sausage. Tickety-boo, no less.
You're not, Dad. Take a look in the mirror.
Gino Pozzo's the one who needs to...
Oh. It would definitely be easier to take a look in the mirror if it wasn't all steamed up. Ah, there you are, Bob. Goodness, look at the state of you.
You were an absolute wreck before I came along to save your life, and you still look it. Stuck in bed you were. It's only thanks to me that you're up and about. I've even got you meeting new people. You might at least pay me the compliment of not looking like the corpse I stopped you becoming. Actually, it's much better if we do let the mirror steam up. Curses. Where did I put the infernal thing? Ah, yes. Hello?
Hello. Is that Henry Grover?
Indeed, it is.
The real Henry Grover.
Well, I'm in the Kirkgate Centre in Bradford, and I can see my reflection in the window of Primark, so...
You're saying you really are him?
Well, my eye has been taken by some paisley Bermuda shorts behind the glass, so I'll let you be the judge. They are red shorts.
Okay. Well, this is Johnny Allgood. I'm a friend of Bill Mainwood. He asked me to call you. Is now a good time for a chat about how you're getting on?
Johnny, old fellow, how lovely of you to call. But, I'm afraid it's not entirely convenient to chat outside Primark, or Primarché, as the kids call it. The styles are quite joyous, but the materials are, well, there's a reason the merchandise is described as affordable. I'm distracted, Johnny. Let me find somewhere quiet and call you back presently.
Hello.
Hello again, Johnny Old Fruitcake. I'm in my car now, parked in the multi-story, so I can give you my full attention. Now, before anything else, have the club set a date for this meeting with Gino Pozzo and Scott Duxbury, do you know?
I don't want to talk about that, Henry.
What? It's the only thing that matters. Why don't you want to discuss it?
Because you've been chatting about all that with Bill already. I want to talk about how you are. Or how Bob is, if you don't mind.
Oh. Right.
If you feel okay talking about Bob, that is.
Yes, I suppose.
How do you think he is?
Well, obviously he hasn't been on the top of his game for a while. He used to spend all day in bed in his suit. Clinical depression. Serious. But...
Are you definitely okay talking about him? Because I think it's helpful, just to help everyone recognise the situation.
Well, to be honest, Johnny Old Bat, there aren't many other people to do the recognising. My wife Tina and my son Joe are staying at my mother-in-law's.
Ach, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe it's also worth thinking about how Tina and Joe are feeling, and trying to help them.
Excuse me, Duck. Are you going to be sitting there long? Only the car park's full and...
Johnny, I'm afraid I've got to dash. Thank you for calling, you dear man. Think about what you said, old top. Toodle-pip. Ah, hello, Tina, old girl. I was passing, so I thought I'd... Please, Bob, not now. Not here. Me and Joe, we need space. But this is important. I've been talking to my friends Bill Mainwood and Johnny Allgood and... Who? Ah, yes, his real name's Johnny Goodall. Played for Watford and managed us in the early 1900s. Everyone has always called him Johnny Allgood because... Please, Bob, I can't be... Wait, don't shut the door. I want to give you this. What is it? Read it, please. Out loud. For me. Out loud. So I know you're taking it in. Okay. Hello. The person who handed you this card is role-playing as Henry Grover, a character from a podcast called Hornet Heaven, to help create a psychological distance between himself and the negative aspect of his personality. Please, Tina, all the way to the end. Please treat him as you normally would, but address yourself to Henry Grover until such time as it is no longer necessary because he has made a full recovery. I think it may help, old girl. I feel I've got a bit of support now with Bill and Johnny. I even spoke with young Derek Garston yesterday, so if you could just... Sorry. I just can't. Shush, Troy. For goodness sake.
Hello, welcome to the
I can't even hear my podcast.
I'm Justin.
I'm Carl.
And I'm Peter.
I feel a bit raw about it, to be quite frank. And I think we, and I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about the supporters, deserve better.
Absolutely, Mr. Remnant. It's a disgrace. The club don't realise the impact of their behaviour on the lives of fans, the lives of real people.
Morning, Bob. How's things?
What? Oh, sorry, Brian. Got the old headphones on. Let me just... What did you say?
Everything okay? Of course not. The club's up to its eyeballs in debt. The squad for next season's going to be threadbare. The business model is failing.
I was thinking more generally. If you're keeping well and that. Ah, I see. Well, I'm trying to keep a lid on things, old sport. Is that a podcast you were listening to? Yes. Some help and some don't, I find. Well, whatever it takes, I suppose, to try and arrive at some kind of peace of mind. Quite. We all have our different ways of dealing with things. Anyway, just let me know if I can help at all.
Thank you. That's kind of you, Brian. Several people are being very kind to me at the moment. Thank you. Mum! Mum! What's this on this piece of card?
Sorry, Joe. You weren't meant to. I should have put it... I didn't know what to do.
This is a joke, right?
No. I don't think it is.
Have you completely lost your mind? Like him?
Joe, you can't say that. He needs...
To help create a psychological distance between himself and the negative aspects of his personality. And you're going along with this, are you? It takes weeks for you to get us out of the house, and now the next day you're agreeing to call Dad Henry fucking Grover.
Please.
I knew you were weak, but Christ, Mum.
Joe, it's difficult.
I just think...
Wait, Joe, we should...
Jennifer Shaw to Dr. Cheetham, please, room 3.
Hey, what's that you're reading, pal?
Me? Looks interesting.
Oh, it's... Well, it's very good, actually.
Something called the Watford Treasury. A visual history of Watford Football Club, they call it. It's beautifully produced.
I find it, well, therapeutic, I suppose.
That's handy.
You won't need to see the doctor after all, then.
Ha! Very good. Yes, I wish. If I'm honest, though, what I've got won't be sorted out by the Watford Treasury, or reordering my programme collection, or watching old highlights tapes on YouTube.
Well, that's good. You've got insight.
Some days better than others, old chap. But I'm hopeful.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. It's good you feel able to tell others about it. Helps you.
Yes. Yes, yes. I think it does.
And it helps anyone else who might have the same kind of problems. Helps them deal with things a bit better, hopefully.
Yes. Do you know what? I'm sure I'm not the only person affected by a football club's precipitous decline.
Tell me about it. I'm a Leeds fan, which could, deep down, be why I'm here seeing the doctor too. I'm still furious Don Revy left. What I've learned is that you don't want to bottle up your troubles. Always tell people how you're feeling. It's okay not to be okay.
Golly. Golly, golly, gosh. That's... Well, you've just given me an idea. Thank you. Thank you, old chap.
Robert Patterson to Dr. Gardner, please. Room 1.
That's me. I've got to go. Thank you, my good man. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Ah, hello, Bill, old thing. It's Henry.
What?
Oh, yes, not bad, thank you. Look, I was wondering... This podcast you're on, Hornet Heaven.
Yes, yes, I have indeed been listening to it, among others. It's very,
left field, I would say, old chap.
You're right. That's probably putting it kindly, old chap. But it's also what makes me wonder, old thing, whether the idea I've had might be,
up your street. Yes? Yes. Well, the idea is for me to be on the podcast. A story about me, just in case it might help people in some way. Really? You like the idea? By Jove! Well, I mean, that's really... Oh, yes, please do have a word with Ollie and Colin. Oh, OK. Thank you. Cheerio, old top. Cheerio. Oh, goodness. Goodness me. Me on a podcast. Ah, Tina, I was just passing again, so I... Bob, that card you left. Yes, it was inappropriate. I came to say sorry. I was forcing my problems onto you. I wasn't thinking of whether it would help you and Joe. Joe didn't react well. No, I bloody didn't. Ah, hello, Joe. I'm sorry. What are you? Crazy? Joe, that's not a word we... I may be crazy, but I'm working on it. In a different way that won't harm you, and hopefully might help others. Working on it with a doctor, a professional, who'll prescribe something a bit more clinically proven than pretending to be a podcast character. I'm under a doctor, yes, and we'll see how that goes. But I've got something else I want to do. Something less selfish than the card I left for you, my boy. I'll look forward to seeing it. Hearing it, Joe. You'll be hearing it. So I came here to ask, will both of you... bear with me. Well, I suppose you're sounding reasonable. Not many people say that about Henry Grover, old love, but I'll take it. And we've already stuck with you longer than Watford stick with their head coaches, so... Oh, God, Mum, don't go there. Don't start him off. It's fine. It's fine. So what do you think? Thanks for coming round, Bob. Henry, Bob. Whatever name works for you. I hope we can... Me too, old girl. I hope we can too.
Right, Colin. You've got the studio for half an hour. Let's get this thing recorded.
Right, great. Yep, okay. Okay, Ollie. Are you ready, Henry?
Well, I think so. Colin, old chap. I can't call you Colin, can I? Not too informal, but, well, you know me, I'm Henry Grover. I just, I'm a little nervous, actually, but, yes, I think I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, right. Just take your time, Henry. Everything's going to be fine. When you see the red light come on, then off you go. Okay, we're recording. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Play the theme tune. Good luck, Henry.
Hornet Heaven. Being Henry Grover. Written by Ollie Wicken. Read by Colin Mace. Earth Year 2023.
This is where you come in, Henry.
What?
Oh, goodness. I'm so sorry, Colin, old chap. I've never done anything like this before. It's
no worries. You just take your time, Henry, okay? You take your time.
Okay, of course, yes, 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 yes. Henry, Henry, Henry. Henry, Henry, Bill, 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 Bill. Ma, 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 ma. Okay. It began after the cup final in 2019. Everything had been going swimmingly for Watford. Then it all fell apart. Over a period of time, I became quite hopelessly depressed. However, finally,
I did find a way out of it, and if you've been feeling down about Watford in recent times, I like to think you'll be interested to hear how.
The End. Being Henry Grover was written and produced by Ollie Wickham. It was read by Colin Mace. For more information on the Hornet Heaven stories, please visit hornetheaven.com. Thank you for listening.